USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing troops during a refueling stop in Alaska following his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Right now, at ease, let's have a little fun, right? We'll have a little fun. Listen to you.
While speaking to the troops, the president talks about something that will help the folks out in Alaska.
I just approved recently in almost one of my earlier acts in office, ANWR, which is one of the largest deposits anywhere in the world. And for many, many years, they've been trying to get it approved since before Ronald Reagan.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is pleading not guilty to charges of soliciting prostitution at a Florida day spa. By filing the plea before a March 27th hearing, Kraft will avoid having to appear in person at the arraignment. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new gun law passes in Oklahoma. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oklahoma residents will be allowed to carry a gun without a permit come the 1st of November. Governor Kevin Stitt signing off on that measure last night. It applies to residents ages 21 and up, and also reserve military members ages 18 and older.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is brushing aside calls for his resignation.
I strongly maintain, as I have from the beginning, that I and my staff always acted appropriately and professionally.
The calls are due to a building controversy for charges filed against a Montreal-based engineering firm. The firm allegedly bribed government officials of Libya, including Muammar Gaddafi, to get Libyan government contracts. Trudeau became involved when a former justice minister told Parliament that Trudeau's representatives pressured her not to prosecute the company. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Trump are on their way back from Vietnam after meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. No agreement was reached regarding North Korea ending their nuclear weapons program, to which Secretary of State Pompeo says,
We had been working, our teams, the team that I brought to bear, as well as the North Koreans, for weeks to try and develop a path forward. So at the summit, we could make a big step along the way towards what the two leaders had agreed to back in Singapore in June of last year. We made real progress, and indeed we made even more progress when the two leaders met over the last 36 hours. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the way. We didn't get to something that ultimately made sense for the United States of America. I think Chairman Kim was hopeful that we would. We asked him to do more. He was unprepared to do that, but I'm still optimistic. I'm hopeful that the teams will get back together in the days and weeks ahead and continue to work out. It's a very complex problem. We've said since the beginning that this would take time. Our teams have gotten to know each other better. We know what the limits are. We know where some of the challenges are. And I think as we continue to work on this in the days and weeks ahead, we can make progress so that we can ultimately achieve what it is that the world wants, which is to denuclearize North Korea, to reduce risk for the American people and the people all around the world.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.